This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, first name Jose, J-O-S-E. The date of birth, August 21st, 1964. Date of evaluation, March 30th, 2026. The referring physician, Golden State Orthopedic and Spine, Dr. Haney El Rashidi, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y. The chief complaint, 61-year-old male who is seen preoperatively, the HPI. The patient is a 61-year-old male who was employed by PIE Insurance Services Incorporated, period. The patient sustained an industrial injury on December 31st, 2024, period. At that time, he was trying to close a truck door that was stuck in a lift gate. And when the door became unstuck, it hit his right shoulder, causing him to fall back, period. He has been diagnosed with chronic and worsening right shoulder osteoarthritis, period. He had continued with pain, which he described as moderate that severe, period. Pain is worsened with any activity, period. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, diabetes, past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, acetaminophen, take 2, TID, PRN, ibuprofen, PRN. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable. Social history, he reports alcohol use, but denies any cigarettes or drug use. The review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever, chills, or weight loss. The eyes, he wears reading glasses. Respiratory, he reports mild dyspnea. Cardiac, he reports palpitations. He notes occasional chest discomfort. This is non-exertional. Neurologic, he has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness and depression. The review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 182/115, pulse 99, respiratory rate 18, height 57 inches, weight 276 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Abdomen is noted to be obese. Bowel sounds are normally active. There is no mass or tenderness. The extremities, there is an exudative drainage from the left lower extremity, period. There is erythema of the skin bilaterally, period. extremities reveal 3+ pitting edema, period. The right shoulder reveals decreased range of motion on abduction, period. Range of motion is limited to approximately 85 degrees, period. There is severe tenderness, period. The data review ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm, non-specific ST/T-wave changes, period. Cannot rule out old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. Left atrial enlargement is present, period. CT of the right shoulder without contrast performed on December 17, 2025 reveals severe glenohumeral osteoarthritis with osseous remodeling of the humeral head and glenoid rim and extensive subcortical cyst formation within the humeral head. There was a large glenohumeral joint effusion with intra-articular bodies and osteopenia. There was also diffuse decreased osseous mineralization with severe degenerative changes of the glenohumeral joint with subchondral cystic formation, subchondral sclerosis, comma marginal osteophytosis, and joint space narrowing. In addition, there was a 2.4 centimeter of glenoid stalk with mild degenerative changes of the acromioclavicular joint with marginal osteophytes and joint space narrowing, period. MRI of the right shoulder without contrast performed on January 26, 2026 revealed severe glenohumeral osteoarthritis with osseous remodeling of the humeral head and glenoid rims with diffuse internal marrow signal abnormalities. There was markedly enlarged subcortical cyst formation along the rotator cuff attachment site and the greater tuberosity extending into the humeral head. There was also extensive rotator cuff tear with associated severe rotator cuff muscle atrophy with a large glenohumeral joint effusion containing synovitis and debris. The impression, this is a 62-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury. Period. He was felt to have significant findings involving the right shoulder and was anticipated to have right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty for diagnosis M19.011 and M75.81, period. The patient, however, is noted to have evidence of hypertensive urgency, period. His blood pressure is not controlled, period. He has evidence of cellulitis / abscess of the lower extremity, period. He has edema, period. The patient is not cleared for his procedure, period. It is recommended that he have the following prescriptions. 1, cefalexin, 500 milligrams QID, number 30. Next number, diazide, 25/37.5, 1 pill daily, number 90. Bumex, 1 milligrams POBID number 60, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents BID number 60. Patients should follow up in 2 weeks for further evaluation following initiation of the Z medications. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.